أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
Keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud. هذا هو شعار هذا العام من نيدوك ويك، وإحنا كتير سعداء أنه عنا إضاءة لهذا اليوم خلال هذا الأسبوع، ولكن من زاوية مختلفة، من زاوية فنية.
بالفعل فارس، الفن بيقدر يكون ذاكرة الشعوب، ونتحدث اليوم عن ثقافة تنبض منذ أكثر من 65,000 سنة، ثقافة الشعوب وحضارة الشعوب الأصليين. ونيكي كامستن حملت هالإرث، هي مصورة فوتوغرافية، رسامة وكاتبة أسترالية تفتخر بأصول الأبوريجينية، هي من شعب باركينجي بنيو ساوث ويلز.
نيكي مولودة في أدليد، تخرجت من جامعة جنوب أستراليا بدرجة بكالوريوس في الفنون البصرية، تم تعيينها في معرض الفنون في جنوب أستراليا من عام 2008. ونيكي كامستن هي المديرة الفنية لمهرجان ترناندي، هو مهرجان فنون السكان الأصليين وسكان جزر مضيق توريس. We're so proud to welcome Nikki to our show this morning. Nikki is the artistic director of Ternandi Festival of Contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Arts. Good morning, Nikki. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Nikki. And we are going to start with a Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud. How proud are you, and how are you carrying this flame of an ever-living culture within art, within the expression of art, Nikki?
It's a big role. The work that I do is ongoing and continual in every aspect of my life as a Barkindji woman living here on Kaurna country in Tarndown Yunga, Adelaide. It's a wonderful opportunity for me now to be able to speak with your listeners about the things that we do here every day of the year, not only during NAIDOC Week, but of course NAIDOC Week is a big celebration, and it stands for the National Aboriginal and Islander Day of Observance Committee. And it started way back in the early 1900s with Aboriginal people, being able to voice their concerns for living conditions, for many aspects of their lives that weren't on equal standard with other citizens of Australia, having not even been recognised as citizens of Australia. And so the day began, really, it was a day before what is now known as Australia Day, as a protest. And it was a way for people to be able to speak up about their concerns for living arrangements. But it has now developed into a day since the 1920s, 1930s. It has developed into a day, it's been moved away, the date has been moved away from what's known as Australia Day, and it is now, as we know it, in July. And it's about celebration and being able to award those in the community with recognition for the important work that they do, as well as, letting people know that here we are black, loud and proud, and we are keeping that fire burning for our cultures across the country.
And what's really important is that we get to celebrate together this rich heritage of Aboriginal peoples and Torres Strait Islanders. Nikki, one of the highlights of this year, the collection by Nyunmiti Burton's monumental painting. Now it's going to be commemorated in a new collectible stamp set to be released by Australia Post. How do you see this highlight, you personally as an artist, because you have an eye for art and this has been your passion for your entire life? What do you think of this recognition?
Oh, it's wonderful. And, for now, people from all over the country will be able to see the beauty in her painting as being able to buy it as a stamp. It is quite interesting to think that a painting that is so large in scale, 3 metres by 3 metres, is now being reduced down to the size of a postage stamp. It's quite remarkable. But it's also, so this painting by Nyunmiti Burton is celebrating the Kongarongkopa. So that is a Pitjantjatjara word, which means the Seven Sisters' ancestral story. So it's a really important story that she's painting. And it references to the Seven Sisters that are in the night sky, which, of course, is the constellation of Pleiades. And And they're being chased. Those seven sisters are being chased by a man called Wadi Nairu. And he's a cheeky man who's trying to take one of those sisters. And so together they're protecting each other, and they're traveling through country, hiding in caves. They're going through all sorts of different countries. So within that painting, you can see rock holes. You can see really important sites.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, so you can see the sky, but you can also see the ground in that painting. And it's really a very universal story, not only for Aboriginal women from right across Australia, but also for people across the world look to Pallades, and they have a significant relationship to that night sky.
Mm-hmm.
So it really brings us collectively together as human beings. It's a story that really is celebrated internationally. And there are two other stamps that have also been commemorated, two other paintings, I'm sorry, that have been commemorated as stamps by two other women. And they're also about that same story. One of the women is Anne Chapman, and she's a Matu artist from the Pilbara region, from the Great Sandy Desert in Western Australia. And the other artist is Unkalia Mitchell, and she's a Ngunnawal artist from the Great Victoria Desert in Western Australia. So those three stamps are available to purchase from Australia Post, and they were commemorated on the 4th of June. So you need to get in quick if you want to buy yourself a copy of those beautiful things as stamps.
Nikki, we'll delve deeper into the Art Gallery of South Australia. This loud and proud that is best portrayed in the art, and we know art is louder than ever. Tarnandi, which comes from the language of the Kaurna people, Tarnandi means to come forth or emerge like the sun and the first emergence of light. What is the importance, Nikki, of dedicating such a space throughout the year, specifically in the Art Gallery of South Australia, in preserving and celebrating this 65,000-year ever-living culture?
Tarnandi it's really pivotal to the Art Gallery's programming now. It's been going for 10 years, and it's a festival of contemporary Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art. And it's also an online art fair in October each year, where people from all over the world, essentially, can go onto the Art Gallery of South Australia website. And through that website, there is a link to over 40 different art centres that are all selling works of art on behalf of their artists. And you can buy directly from that website to support the artists. And the money goes... all of the money goes directly back to those art centres. And, you know, it's quite remarkable, the types of work that people are making from right across Australia is so diverse. It's really unique to each language group because, of course, in Australia, we have over 250 different languages that are spoken by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And there are more than 400 dialects of those languages. So it's really rich. Each language group has their own set of customs and laws, and there are unique aspects to each culture mm-hmm. that, of course, are celebrated through the works of art that the artists make. And, you know, they cover works like painting onto bark, the bark that's been prized off of the Eucalyptus tetradonta, the trees that grow in Arnhem Land, and the work that's painted onto those barks is very unique to each clan group within those regions. And most of the paintings are created using natural earth pigments that have been mixed in with a binder and then applied onto the surface of the paint. Onto the surface mm-hmm. of the bark. In many different styles and using different techniques of applying that paint. And then, of course, you have paintings from Central Australia and right across Australia where artists are painting onto linen or canvas, and they're using brushes, using synthetic polymer paints. Then there's also people that are working in sculpture, There are people that are weaving using natural materials. People are weaving using all sorts of other materials. And big sculptural forms are being created by using a template for a work and then made up into large, you know, bronzes. You also have artists that are creating photographs and films. So, you know, we're diverse. We're an ever-evolving culture. Uh-huh. So, of course, we're going to use whatever medium is available to us to be able to express our stories and to be
and
able to...
And keep the flame burning.
And just Absolutely. To tell the story through arts. This is amazing. Yeah. You speak about arts with such passion, and you've dedicated your entire life to arts and to these stories that need to be told. They need to be told to this multicultural, beautiful society of Australia. You're a proud Barkindji woman, but your family also has Afghan, Irish and English roots. You're born in Adelaide. You get multiculturalism. What would you like to say to Arabic-speaking communities and migrant communities in general, who sometimes, you know, get overwhelmed the minute they arrive in Australia? They go about their lives, they try to find a job, and unfortunately, delving into Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art is not a priority. What do you say to these people? Just maybe for us to better understand the rich heritage of Australia and where we come from. What do you say to them today, Nikki?
You know, there are ways that you can engage that's free, and that you can really get a bit of a sense of who we are as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people just by even visiting your local art gallery. And, for example, at the Art Gallery of South Australia in Adelaide, we have works of art by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists that are right through the elder wing of Australian art. And you can just walk through and you can have a look and you get a really rich sense of different styles of art that artists are creating. And as I said, it's free. You can just walk through, spend time, you know, with the works that speak to you. And it's an opportunity, you know, for you just to be able to get a little bit of insight. We also have free programs for children. The first Sunday of every month, we have a program that's free for children between the ages of, I think it's when you were born, right up until you're 12 years old. It's called the START program, and you can just come along as a family, and they have all sorts of different activities. And there are, you know, many, many different nationalities of people that take part in these events. Everybody is absolutely welcome. And this sort of program is really in every state in Australia, in the state museums and galleries. So look to your local organisations, your art galleries and museums, and see what they have on offer. We currently at the Art Gallery of South Australia have two touring exhibitions. One of them is in Canberra at the National Gallery of Australia, and it's called Vincent Namajira, Australia in Colour. And that's a really fabulous exhibition of portraits, and that's free, and you can go along and have a look at Vincent's paintings that he's created of many different people, and there are some activities for young people in one of the rooms as well. And we also have a touring exhibition called Kunga Kumpu, which is Strong Women in Pitjantjatjara. And that exhibition is in Narre Warren at Bunjil Place Gallery, just outside of the city of Melbourne. And that's a fabulous exhibition. It's on until the 21st of July. And there's a very large migrant community in that region. And I was there recently with two of the artists. We gave an artist talk, and we had people from all over the world that came to that talk. So, you know, we also have education programs, and online at the Art Gallery of South Australia website, if you go into the education tab, there is a link there that you can click on, and there are all sorts of resources that we have films about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists. They're very short, they're only 4 minutes long. And if you click on, you can listen and watch, and you're taken into the country of that artist. And they're talking about their work. They're not direct interviews, they're just really beautiful films that give you a bit of a sense of who that person is and where they're from and their community.
You have definitely triggered our curiosity.
Indeed, indeed.
Thank you, Nikki.
Nikki, may we gather always to celebrate this Black excellence and the marvel of an ever-continuing culture, 65,000 years of greatness. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the grandeur of this culture. Director of Tarnandi at the Art Gallery of South Australia, Nikki Cumston, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. And I hope that you get to immerse yourself in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander art and culture throughout your life.
استمعوا الآن إلى الموسم الثاني من بودكاست أستراليا بالعربي، أحدث إصدارات SBS عربي 24. يأخذكم في رحلة استقرار بعض المهاجرين العرب ويشارككم بأبرز الصدمات الثقافية التي تواجههم عند وصولهم إلى أستراليا.